From Spark and Anvil and Function Forge, this is Stride and Echo in Chapter 1 of the Function Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
The village clock above the linear bakery had been ticking for 91 years. Marn, the baker, and Echo's father, wound it every Sunday morning. The clock was large, brass, and well-loved. It hung from an iron bracket over the bakery's front door, where every villager passed it twice a day. It kept time very accurately, never more than a minute off season to season, which was unusual for a village clock, and was a small but proud accomplishment of Marn's Sunday morning attention. Stride passed the bakery every weekday at precisely 7:12 in the morning, on his way from the academy faculty cottages to the academy classrooms. The clock above the bakery door always agreed with his pocket watch. He set his pocket watch by it once a month. He did not set his pocket watch by anything else, because his pocket watch was set, more or less, by his own pace. Echo also passed the bakery every weekday morning, on his way to the academy. He left his own cottage at the same time he had been leaving for the last 6 years. Echo did not look at the clock, because looking at clocks felt unnecessary to him. He did not need to know what time it was. He left when he always left. He arrived when he always arrived. The numerical fact of what time it was added nothing to his planning. One Tuesday morning in autumn, Echo passed the bakery and stopped walking. Stride, who was walking 5 paces behind, also stopped walking. He stopped because Echo had stopped. He did not yet know why. Echo was looking up at the clock above the bakery door. The clock set 7:42. Stride checked his pocket watch. 7:12. Echo said very quietly, "The clock has stopped."
Stride looked at the clock. The minute hand was on the 42. The hour hand was on the 7. The second hand was not moving. He pulled out his pocket watch and held it up next to the clock face. The watch's second hand swept smoothly. The clock's second hand did not. "It is stopped," Stride confirmed. "When did it stop?" Echo thought for a moment. "I do not know. I do not look at the clock. But it must have stopped recently. The angle is still natural." "What do you mean the angle is still natural?" "The minute hand has not drifted. If the clock had been stopped for a long time, the hands would have settled to a slightly different position. The mechanism is friction tilted. These hands are still in their last running position. The clock stopped between yesterday, 7:12, and now 7:12. Stride raised both eyebrows. He had not known that about old village clocks. He had also not known that Echo had known that about old village clocks. Echo, who had spent his whole childhood watching things that did not change, had noticed many small features of things that did not change very often. He noticed clocks. He noticed where they pointed. He noticed when they didn't. "My father will be very upset," Echo said. "He wound it on Sunday. It should not have stopped this week." He did not sound upset himself. He sounded thoughtful. Stride looked at the stopped clock. Then he looked at his pocket watch. Then he looked back at the stopped clock. "Echo," he said, "this is a chapter."
The two of them stood under the bakery's awning for a moment.
"A chapter of what?" Echo asked.
"Of the lessons layer," Stride said. "Look at the clock. The clock face says 7:42. It will say 7:42 in 5 minutes. It will say 7:42 in 5 hours. It will say 7:42 tomorrow. Until someone winds it, the clock face is a constant function." Echo's expression did not change, but he was paying attention. Stride pulled out a small notebook from his coat pocket. He drew a horizontal line. He labeled the horizontal axis real time. He labeled the vertical axis what the clock says. He drew a flat horizontal line at 7:42. "The clock face value," he said, "is now y equals 7:42. Regardless of x, regardless of how much real time passes, the output of the clock is 7:42. That is a constant function. You are standing under a constant function." Echo considered this. He looked up at the clock again. 7:42. "It is a sad constant function," Echo said. Normally, the clock is not a constant function. Normally, the clock is a linear function. For every minute of real time, the minute hand advances one tick. The output increases steadily. That's the whole point, Stride said. He flipped the page in his notebook. He drew a sloped line. He labeled it clock running. Underneath it, he drew the flat line again. He labeled that one clock stopped. This, he said, pointing at the sloped line, is the clock when it works. It is linear. Slope one tick per minute. It is keeping pace with real time. Plot the time it tells against real time, and you get a straight line. 45 degrees of slope. Y equals X. That is a linear function. And the other one, Echo said, is what the clock does now. Slope zero. The output never changes. Y equals 742. That is a constant function. A constant function is a special case of a linear function. It is a linear function whose slope is zero, whose rate of change is zero. So its graph is a horizontal line. Same equation form, y equals mx plus b, just with m equal to zero. So a constant function is flat, Echo said, and a linear function is steady. The difference is the slope. The difference is the rate of change, Stride said. Constant, no change per unit of x. Linear, a fixed amount of change per unit of x. Same family, different m.
Marn the baker came out the front door, wiping his hands on his apron. He looked up at the clock. He stopped wiping his hands. Stopped, he said. Stopped, Echo confirmed. Recently, hands haven't drifted. Marn squinted. Then he saw Stride in the notebook. You're teaching off my broken clock, he said. We are, Stride admitted. It's a very good clock for teaching. We were just explaining how it has changed from a linear function into a constant function. It has what? Echo translated. It used to tick. Now it doesn't. Every minute used to add one tick. Now it doesn't. So it used to change by a known amount per minute, and now it changes by nothing per minute. That is the slope of the function the clock is performing. The slope used to be one. Now it is zero. Marn looked from his son to Stride to the clock and back. He was a baker. He did not, on most mornings, get this much functional analysis attention before breakfast. It needs winding, he said. Don't make a story out of it. Too late, Stride said cheerfully. Echo helped his father carry a small step stool out to under the clock. Marn climbed up, opened the casing, and wound it. The second hand began sweeping. The minute hand jumped one tick. The clock began being a linear function again. Marn climbed down. He looked at Stride. Now what? Stride showed him the notebook page with the two lines. Sloped, clock running. Flat, clock stopped. Same family of equations, different M. Your clock has switched back into the sloped one and is now running again. Marn studied it for a long moment. Then he said slowly, so if it stops once a year, that's a problem. If it stops every Tuesday morning, that's a pattern. That's a higher order function, Echo said, almost smiling. We are not ready for that one. Don't be cute, Marn said, but he was almost smiling too.
That afternoon, Stride wrote a small lesson on the board for his second period class. He drew the two graphs, the sloped line, the flat line. He said, both of these are functions. A function is a rule that turns an input into an output. The sloped line is a linear function. For every unit of input, the output increases by a fixed amount. The flat line is a constant function. For every unit of input, the output stays the same. He paused. They are not opposite kinds of things, he said. They are the same kind of thing, with different slopes. A constant function is a linear function whose slope is zero. You can think of a constant function as the linear function that forgot to walk. It stands still. A student raised her hand. Is the village clock a function? Stride smiled. Today it is. This morning it wasn't. My friend Echo and I are still discussing whether this Tuesday will become a pattern. The class did not understand. They would by the end of the week. And Stride, thinking of the stopped clock and his quiet friend standing beside him under the awning, felt a small warm gladness, the easy, happy feeling of having noticed something true together and of getting to carry it, side by side, into a room full of curious faces.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter,
written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Stride and Echo. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.